My king? Are you awake? May I come in? Thank you for seeing me, Your Majesty. I know it's late, but I wanted us to be able to talk privately without someone interrupting us. There's something that's been on my mind. No, nothing's wrong. Not truly. I know. I know you didn't choose me. I'm not a silly girl. I knew when I was married it would be for the sake of my house. My father had a duty to find a suitor who benefited our family. I never dreamed I might become a queen, though. As a man, and a king, you had more freedom, but even still, arrangements were made, and we were wed. Do you regret your family's choice, Your Majesty? I ask because you've not visited my chambers since the consummation? Do I displease you? I'm glad to hear that. I did not wish you to be unhappy with me. We're bound together in the eyes of God. There's no reason for this to be a poor marriage. I believe I can be a good queen. And perhaps more important still, a good wife. A king has many burdens, Your Majesty. A wife can ease them and bring comfort when desired. Your Majesty, your room is warm. By your leave, I'll remove my robe. Thank you. Oh, it's a simple shift. I often sleep in one. It does a poor job at protecting my modesty, but that doesn't matter. Not here. Not with you, my king. You're the only man permitted to see me like this. I know this slip hides little in the firelight. But your eyes, my king, are welcome on me. And my skin, they belong there, whether dressed or utterly bare. With your permission, I'll remove my dress and let you see my body once more. Does my naked form please you, my king? Our wedding night was all too brief, and I was nervous. While it is improper, I have talked with my maids, and they have assured me I know how to please you, and told me things I can do to make our marriage bed a blissful one. I want to show you that I can serve as your wife in every way. Let me come closer and sit upon your bed. Though if you wish to send me away, you can. Your word is law, and I obey, my king. Thank you. When you did not come to me, I began to inquire about you, Your Majesty. I knew so little, but I feared I had done something wrong. Or worse, that I could not satisfy you. I learned about you. I spoke with ladies here at the court and my handmaids, and where a queen could not go, I sent my most trusted servants. Some we spoke to were too quick to gossip about you, so I had them dismissed from your service to protect you. Loyalty is very important, and trust. I learned a great deal, Your Majesty. The king is the center of a kingdom, and knowing his soul can tell one many things. You're well regarded, there's no denying that. The men say you're a warrior. The people say you're fair. The women spoke of something else. I heard that you had mistresses before I arrived. Rumor said they were very beautiful and spirited. It was very kind of you to send them away from the castle for my sake. Not all men would do that for their wives. You could still have had them warming your bed. It's your right as king. I'm sure it was difficult if you were fond of any of them. And I'm sure you've missed their companionship. That role should fall to me now. A king has needs like any man. I am your wife, my lord. I'm yours. You've shown me kindness, yes. But I desire more of you. I ask for the warmth, a husband's touch. In turn, I promise I can serve you as any wife should, and you'll not regret the choices our houses made. My king, if I may be bold, I can see underneath the sheets that you are intrigued. And I've seen your eyes traveling along my nakedness. A wife can freely give her husband the pleasure of the flesh. There's no shame in that. In fact, we do honor God in doing so. It's the natural order of things. Let me be your wife in truth, in body and soul. May I join you under the covers, husband? Thank you, my king, my husband. Your bed is soft and warm and smells of you. I like it. A tender kiss would be most welcome from you. Again, if you would. With my hand against your face? Yes. You have wonderful eyes, my king. They're thoughtful and commanding. But I see a softness in them, too. When I was told I was to marry you, I dreamed about your eyes, what they might be like. It sounds foolish to you, I'm sure. I knew that when I stared into them, I would see the kind of man you are. Cruelty and avarice show in the eyes, my king, but so does cunning and empathy. When I saw you, I knew I would be safe. The people agree. Gathering rumors about the king profits many opinions about the monarch. From the most noble to humblest peasant, you're well thought of. I hope in time they'll say the same about their queen, and that the queen warms the king's heart and his bed. No, please, keep your hand there. It's welcome, most welcome. It merely took me by surprise. A pleasant surprise. Is my back soft, husband? May I touch you in return? Thank you, my king. I remember this body from our wedding night, but I'm sad to say I don't know it well. Under princely garb, it's easy to lose your shape, though. Not entirely. You have a swordsman forearm, my king, I can feel. I knew your arms were strong when you carried me to bed on your shoulders. You are sturdy, my husband. And beneath this chest beats a strong heart. Though I'm quite content to feel the soft hair and firmness of your chest itself. You are as a king should be. As a man should be, my husband. Do you like my hair? Please run your fingers through it again. I can style it as you wish, long braids or hung loose. Yes, quite soft. Like my skin and my form. Soft and welcoming to your touch. And only your touch. Oh, my king. It appears you're not soft at all. Do you like my hand on you, Your Majesty? Yes, I think some of the formalities can be put aside. But you'll be my king, always. And I am your queen, your wife. I'm yours in the throne room supporting you. I'm yours at the banquets and feasts, sitting beside you, sharing our food. And I'm yours right now, in your bed, and with my delicate fingers around you. This part of you feels big and powerful too, my king. I can feel your need pulsing. You must be aching inside. You need a woman to care for you. No, I won't stop unless you ask me, my king. And your... and your hand is becoming more bold as well. Touch me, please. I need you as well. Oh. Oh, yes. I beg forgiveness, my king, but your hands, your rough hands on my breasts. I want it. It feels, ah, like nothing else. Feel them. Squeeze them. Your touch is perfect. Yes. Tonight, we'll celebrate our marriage properly, I promise. I can feel how ready you are. I'm ready too. Oh, you're trembling with lust. Lust I am ready to satisfy with great, great pleasure. My body's yours. Oh, touch me where you please. Oh, yes. Yes, husband. I'm aware that I'm warm and slick for you. My body needs yours. Can't you feel it? Yes. Yes, yes. You can. Your fingers feel just, oh, your fingers feel just how much I need you. I can feel you moving around inside me. Oh my God. Oh my king. My king, king, my husband. I heard other things as well. How a few of your mistresses got with child. I saw for myself. Please don't be angry. Please don't be angry. Your mistress was heavily pregnant and beautiful. So beautiful. The tales. Women said you've had many mistresses from the village. I saw for myself. Oh, so many. So many of your eyes looking back at me and children. Oh, bastards are one thing, my husband. But I can give you true-born sons and daughters. Our children will be princes and princesses. At least one a king. Might even have a couple queens. Take me, and I will be fruitful for you as a wife. And queen should. Yes, climb on top of me. I want you. Take me. Oh my God, you're filling me up. Oh, I've longed for this. It's all the sweeter the second time. Oh, my love. Your thrusts. They're incredible. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, I've dreamt that you'd come into my room. And claim me just like this. Make me. Make me yours and fill my body. I beg your forgiveness. I can't stop myself. I need you to kiss me. So good. You mount me like a bull, my king. Yes, my king. I'll wrap my legs around you. I don't want you to stop. More. You needed this. I can feel it in every part of you. Oh, my king, I can't. This is too much. So deep. Oh, you're filling me, and I need you to fill me more. Oh, I need. Fill me. Claim your queen, your wife. Don't make me beg. Give me your seed. I need it. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh. 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 Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Oh. Yes. 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 Yes, yes. Fuck. Apologies for my language. Oh, Your Majesty. Husband. My husband. Oh, dear, you're back. Did they hurt? Did the scratches hurt? No, you're right. A warrior king wouldn't be felled by his queen's nails. You're still inside me, my king. Where you belong. Where I hope you feel the same. May I stay the night with you? Thank you, my king. I dreamed you would say that. I hope the next time I won't have to work so hard to convince you to let me into your bed, husband. I plan on being a very good queen to you. And an even better wife. Good night, Your Majesty.